Right. Okay, Munira, what have you found most challenging in this abstraction project?
We'll go to toilet quick.
Oh, really?
Thinking of new ideas.
For photographs? Yeah?
Yeah, and developing them.
Uh-huh. What do you think you've been taught about photography?
Like, before I'm taking pictures, to like carefully think about what I'm taking pictures of.
Right.
So I don't just randomly take pictures.
So what do you, when you're taking pictures now, what goes through your mind, what do you think about?
Like, is what I'm taking a photo of interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it good?
Do you think it's possible to take an interesting photograph of anything? Like, does the interestingness of the photograph depend on the subject? Or can you make anything look good in photography, do you think?
I think you can make anything look good. You can just Photoshop it.
Oh, okay. Can you make it look good without Photoshop? Just by the choices you make in the camera, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Like, the type of camera you use, how you take it.
Yeah. Like where you stand?
Yeah.
Where you put the edges? All those sorts of things.
Lighting,
okay. Where do you find good ideas for photography projects? So if I set you a homework to go and take 20 pictures of silence,
mm-hmm.
you know, I could do that. What, where would you go to get help, support? What would you do? How would you get good ideas? What would you think about?
I don't know. I like.
Would you just sit in your bedroom worrying about it? Or
yeah.
would you? Would you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So what could you use to help you?
Your photography site,
Tyler Stevens. Okay, so there might be something on there that might provoke some ideas.
Ask one of the other students in the class.
Yeah, you could talk to somebody else. Anything else? Have you ever looked at the photography books in the library?
No.
Never? Have you been to any of the sites on the links, the photography sites that I've linked on the website?
Yeah.
You have. So there's obviously loads of particularly good photography sites rather than just doing a Google image search. But yeah, I mean, research. You could do a bit of research, couldn't you?
Yeah.
How do you know when you're working successfully in photography? So if things are going really well, how do you know it's going well? What's it feel like when it's going well?
I know I don't have anything else to do, and like,
okay.
My flight looks good and up to date.
Yeah. Do you, if things aren't going well and you're stuck, what do you do to get unstuck?
I look at somebody else's site.
Okay.
Or look at your site.
Yeah. Okay. And then, what questions do you still have about photography? So are there things about photography that you're eager to find out about, or you want to try, or you are confused by and need more clarification? What's left for you? We've got almost a year left. What do you want to do with that time in terms of photography? How can I help you?
I'm really bad at evaluating my final piece.
Right.
I can't think of anything.
So it's coming up with the right language to what to say?
Yeah.
Okay. And so how could I, if I provided some more resources for evaluation,
mm-hmm.
do you ever use the evaluation guide on the website?
No.
Okay. Did you know it was there? So I need to make that a bit clearer so that you can use that every time, and then that asks you sort of questions, and then you can, that helps you. Is it evaluating individual pictures or whole sort of projects that you find tricky?
Whole projects.
Right, so the sort of final evaluation, you find that tricky.
Yeah.
So a bit more help with that would be good. Anything about photography that you think, oh, I really want to have a go at that, or I really want to try this, or I want to learn about X photographer, or I want to go to this exhibition, or I want to go and photograph there, or I want to do fashion, I want to do anything. There's a lot left in photography.
Yeah.
Photoshop. Learn more about Photoshop.
Yeah.
How it works.
Yeah.
How you can use it to improve your pictures. Okay. Brilliant. Thank you.